Hello, everyone, and thanks for listening to the Quality Hub, Chatting with ISO Experts. I'm your host, Xavier Francis, and today I'm here with Ann Siebert, Product Manager, and Brian Reich, Manager of Software Development, both from here at Core Business Solutions. Glad you both can join us.
Thanks, X.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. We're so glad to have you both with us again. On this week's podcast, we're going to be discussing using software for ISO compliance. We're going to get into a little bit of details about our own system. But before we begin, let's hear a little bit from our guest, Ann and Brian. Ann, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am Ann Siebert. I've been with Core Business Solutions almost 8 years at this point, most of my time with the software development team. So I understand how the customer uses the software and kind of the hiccups that they run into, so that way we can make the software better.
That's awesome. And Brian, what about you?
Hi, I'm Brian Reich. I'm the manager of software development. I've been here for a little over 5 years now. My job here at the company is basically to guide the technical direction of the software and oversee the software team.
Well, this is awesome. Let's get started with Ann. And what are some of the advantages of using software for compliance management?
Software can simplify compliance management by providing that centralized system to help reduce the need for manual processes.
Okay. So get you out of paper.
Right. So it ensures the compliance activities are trackable and there's notifications for tasks that need to be completed. There's also an audit trail for all of the actions that have been completed as well.
Okay.
There's also automation, which help organizations stay compliant. So they don't have to rely on that paper or the spreadsheet, which can be prone to human error.
And also, if you're going to put it in a spreadsheet, you might have to do all of the calculations and figure all that kind of stuff out.
Yeah, there's a lot of manual work and making sure the right people have access to it, who is editing at certain times, that sort of thing.
Yep. Anything else?
Having software helps also distribute the ownership and accountability to a team rather than just one person.
Okay.
So that way the ISO certification and compliance can be managed by everyone and not just one person of that company. You're part of a larger organization. Why wouldn't you have the team that knows the process own the process and do all of that work and keeping it up to date? So having a software like Core Compliance Platform is like having an accountant do your taxes.
Okay.
Or having a lawyer do any legal issue or help you with any legal issues. You want the experts that know the ISO standard to kind of help build that software so that way you stay in compliance and stay certified.
Okay. Do you have a take on this, Brian?
Yeah. So before I came to Core, I was a freelance web developer, and I did what a lot of small business owners do. I try to DIY all of the business of doing business stuff. That goes into being self-employed or having your own business, right? So I was duct taping together Excel sheets and stuff to do my accounting, like lots of people do, finding my own ways of doing all of these business processes, right? Well, it doesn't take that long until you realize you're spending so much time just doing the business of doing business and not putting that time into, you know, building and improving your products and services, right? So after I was in business for a little while, of course, I dropped the duct tape spreadsheets and I got a subscription to QuickBooks Online. And then not too long after that, I got accountants to help me do that work, which allowed me to stay focused on doing the things that serve my customers and frankly made me money too. So it was penny wise, pound foolish to do it the other way, right?
Yeah.
So for me, if I were still in business for myself and I had to be compliant with a standard like ISO 9001, it would be a no-brainer to use software like Core Compliance Platform. It would help streamline my business, keep me efficient doing the things that serve my customers and make me money. And it would give me a great platform to bring in those experts, just like I hired accountants to help me with my accounting. Core Business Solutions provides the expertise and compliance to bring along into Core Compliance Platform.
Yep, absolutely. And that makes a lot of sense. Great analogy there. I know in the past, earlier this year, we met with Scott and Ann and talked about why core compliance was developed specifically for ISO standards and what some of those parts are within the software that we utilize to make compliance easier for customers. And software that you're going to use, even if it's not core compliance platform, you know, it's going to take some of these hard parts out of it, the duct taping, as you put it, of spreadsheets and things together. But we're one of the few, if not only, that actually developed our software for compliance. With that in mind, I noted that we have some parts to our software. One are called auto forms. Brian, can you explain the role of auto forms and web auto forms in our software core?
So at a very high level, auto forms are just sub-applications within core compliance platform, and they provide data entry and business automation tools. They mostly provide solutions to compliance problems. They help you track data that the auditor is going to be asking about and help ensure that that data is healthy when your audit comes around.
Okay.
So auto forms are an internal tool. Folks within your organization will log into Core. They will fill out auto forms. They'll receive notifications when events are occurring in auto forms that they have to take action on. And web auto forms solve the other side of that problem. So sometimes there's data that you need to collect from somebody outside your organization. Mm-hmm. And web auto forms provide the solution to that. They provide a public URL that you can send people to submit data, which can then be acted on from your folks using the internal version of the form.
Anne, you have anything on that?
Yeah, the example there is customer satisfaction, where you want to get a survey done by your customer, mm-hmm. but still gather that information. So the way to do that is through the web auto form, send the web auto form to your customer. Mm-hmm. So that way they can fill out that survey. And then that data is then imported into Core. So you don't have to do any of that manual entry as long as they fill out the form.
And there's other parts of the standard that are required, some like for suppliers, they need to provide some information, other things like that where these web auto forms can be really useful, right?
Yep, that's right. So the supplier is the other side of it where mm-hmm. you need suppliers to run your business. Mm-hmm. And there has to be a process in order to vet that supplier. So you need some information from them to be able to say, okay, we want to use your services. That's a great way to get information from your supplier. Again, so you don't have to do any of that manual entry. They're doing it for you.
Right. So basically the auto forms and web auto forms help you parse all the data that's required to manage for multiple ISO standards, whether it's primarily 9001, which is what we're talking about here, but other standards as well within Core. So you don't have to build those things out. You don't have to send out emails to get requests for information. You don't then have to put them all in a spreadsheet and figure out what your scores were for all your customers and then put all that together so you can have a report when you're audited by the auditor. Core does all of that in the background for you, correct?
That's right, in one system.
In one system. Wow, that's great. So, and continuing on, how does Core also improve accessibility for users across different locations and departments? We talked a little bit about the auto forms, but how does that help when you're working with people throughout the business?
Well, a lot of companies nowadays are remote mm-hmm. or they have multiple locations. So Core is essentially an online database. So as long as you have access to the internet, you can be located anywhere and still have access to your documentation, to your records, still capturing that data, following your processes that you've put in place for your management system.
Okay.
Core has an impressive uptime that Brian will get into, I'm sure, later.
Yeah.
But it ensures customers are never without their important information. We always have access available to your system. One feature of Core is groups. Okay. So groups is a great way to separate out access if mm-hmm. there's certain data you don't want everyone to have access to.
Okay.
There is a feature where you can set a group to be private. So okay. As long as you're added to access that group, then you can see that information. If you don't have permission to access that group, you don't even know it exists.
Right.
So that's the nice part about the groups in CORE. You can separate out information as long as you need that permission structure.
I need to know basis, correct. Yeah.
The accessibility is enhanced by unlimited user license. So there's no additional costs to your cost structure.
Okay.
In using the CORE compliance platform, you can have as many users as you want.
So one or 100 or
that's
more.
Right. Or mm-hmm. more. Yep. CORE is definitely more than a database of documents and records. It has a lot of capabilities tailored to compliance that helps with communication. It lets people know when they need to take action in order to keep their management system healthy. So you can send action requests, comment requests, approval requests. It's all being sent by email, being tracked by our system notifications, our user task list, that sort of thing.
That's great. So, Anne, how does CORE's, you mentioned a little bit, but how does the CORE notification system help maintain compliance and then also manage tasks?
Well, CORE's notification system, it helps inform people of pending tasks. There's certain deadlines, there's due dates, there's reminder emails that you can set up to have sent 3 days, 2 days, one mm-hmm. day prior. If it's expired past the due date, you'll get a notification.
So things, so some certain records that need to be updated, periodic reviews and stuff like that.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yep. It helps keep people on track mm-hmm. in order to keep your system compliant.
Okay.
You don't want things to expire. You don't want things to get stale. So the system will remind you of the things that need to be done.
And you don't want to wait to do it all a week before the audit.
No.
And then go, oh my goodness, Joe, I need you to sign off on these 5 things that need to be reviewed. And Joe's on vacation, you know, so
that's
you get
right.
all that stuff ahead of time.
That's right.
So Brian, based on some of the information that we've just talked about that you're gathering, CORE can give you reports and it also can give you dashboards. What makes CORE's reporting and dashboard features so useful?
To piggyback off of what Anne was talking about, let's say your management system does get a little bit out of whack. Some people maybe haven't followed up on their action items, documents have expired or are about ready to expire. So that's where these other features of CORE that you mentioned come into play, our reporting and our dashboards feature, mm-hmm. right? So those features help you assess the compliance of your management system from a high level.
Okay.
Your instance of CORE comes prepackaged with some reports and dashboards that automatically help you look into key areas such as document control, customer feedback, and periodic reviews, which are very important for compliance.
Absolutely.
For me, in the software industry, we do something we like to call eating your own dog food, right? Which
right.
means using your own product.
Gotcha.
And while on my side of the house, we don't necessarily think as deeply about 9001 compliance, these tools are still very useful to me in what I do. So I use our objective and KPI tracking forms, mm-hmm. and then I use the reporting and dashboard features to report out on the KPI that I track for our software team.
Oh, that's great.
And it's really nice when I have to give a report out to the C-suite people about, you know, are we on track with these metrics that we're tracking? I've got a dashboard that I can point them directly at. I can send them a screenshot of it and it's instantaneous feedback for them.
Well, and for you being a manager, it also helps you to look at it at a moment's notice at a glance and go, okay, we're not doing too bad, or whoa, we're way off.
See any yeah. trends.
Yep, you're seeing a trend and you're seeing it instantaneously. You don't have to go hunting for your reports. You can look at the dashboard and it's giving you that information.
That's
right there. This ends part one of our discussion on software and ISO standards. Please tune in next week for part two, where we'll discuss more about the CORE compliance platform and the benefits it has for your ISO standard compliance. I want to thank everyone who's listened to our podcast today. We hope it's been informative for you. Now, if you're looking for more information about CORE Business Solutions, how we can help you with ISO certification, cybersecurity, help you with our software, or even training customized for your needs, please email us at info@thecoresolution.com. You can also visit our website at www.thecoresolution.com. And if you haven't already subscribed to our podcast or YouTube to catch this one as it drops next week, please do so. Thanks for listening, everyone, and have a great day.